This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, click on the donate button. You know you like this. You like this program. You like this network. Please support the network. I'm Patrick Slattery. Today I have with me Mark Dankoff. Mark, how are you today?
Doing fine. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm still a little bit worn out from the Goyim's Choice Awards that everybody heard on Tuesday. I've gotten a very good response for it. That was the first annual Goyim's Choice, but it won't be the last.
It might not be the last annual one this year.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. I understand Robert Mueller tuned in, so you've got at least 6 months to live. That's great.
I better get another one in before he cunts me down like a dog.
That's right.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. I know we're going to be talking about some issues that are new but important. But before we get to that, how about a little rundown of the news? What do we have on the big board today on nationalbugle.com?
Well, on the big board today, we have under other news, essentially a summation of what it is that we're going to be talking about here on today's show. We also have plenty of other items, including the fact that William Barr has his confirmation hearing today before the U.S. Senate, and a vote on his confirmation that it will be shortly forthcoming. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America asks us to vote no on this because of Barr's history with King George I when Barr was his attorney general. Barr's a gun grabber, says Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Barr was also involved, by the way, advising the Ruby Ridge disaster. The U.S. House has passed a resolution in support for the Yemen war. The U.S. is getting ready.
They passed a solution in support of the Yemen war?
To end support of the Yemen war. And that is a resolution that will be taken up again by the U.S. Senate.
Tulsi Gabbard was pushing that. That's a result of her work.
That is correct. And now that's going to proceed once again to the U.S. Senate, where it had a very, very favorable vote the last time. But this time the U.S. House is on board. So that may well pass and become law. We'll have to see how that goes. South Front is reporting from Russia Insider that the U.S. is setting the stage for a military intervention in Venezuela. Let's certainly hope that that's wrong. The United States has indicted a former Air Force officer for allegedly helping Tehran. She is in trouble. She has been sanctioned. She's apparently now over in Tehran. They've also sanctioned nine Iranians and something called the New Horizons NGO, which sponsors all kinds of conferences in that country. I've been invited to several of those, have never made it over. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars has been there. I even believe Philip Giraldi of the Council for the National Interest might have attended one of those. But at any rate, the U.S. government is going after New Horizons NGO and going after this former U.S. Air Force Islamic who has allegedly been quote-unquote helping Tehran. And then, of course, RT is reporting that Benjamin Netanyahu has officially indicated in this circus that's being conducted by Mike Pompeo in Warsaw that Netanyahu and Israel and the Arab nations have a common interest in going to war with Iran. And I researched that. Mr. Netanyahu did say that, even repeated it in the Hebrew language, using the exact term for the Hebrew waging of war. That comes from RT. And then, of course, a suicide bombing on a bus killed 41 troops in the Sistan-Balochistan province in southeast Iran. Interestingly enough, on the very day that Pompeo Circus opened in Warsaw, the Iranians certainly think there's a connection. This was undertaken by an outfit called Jaish al-Adel, which is a Sunni Wahhabic extremist front that apparently is an offshoot operating in Pakistan, a Sunni extremist group that has attacked Iran in that province before. So as you start looking at some of the stories here, Doug Bandow has one from the Cato Institute, Capitol Hill Cowards. Why is Congress trying to undermine the Trump withdrawal plan in Syria? So it just kind of goes on the big board. We have a good one today, Alan Stevo from Lou Rockwell. I communicated with him several days ago. Abortion equals you. As Ralph Northam demonstrates with intellectual consistency, that's Alan Stevo today from Lou Rockwell. It's out there on National Bugle. And then let's take a look at the William Barr vote. We did, in fact, note that that's going to happen today, according to CNN. Then we start to look at other more serious matters, including what we are talking about today. And that is the whole thing that just came up on this 14th of February. This is a breaking news story being reported by Joseph Gleason, Father Joseph Gleason of Texas, who in fact administers the Russian Faith website from his new post as a Russian Orthodox priest in Rostov the Great in Russia. Father Gleason is telling us that Bishop Gideon, also known as Caron, has been deported from Ukraine. He is on his way to the United States. That was an involuntary deportation. This bishop is the vicar of the Kiev Diocese. He is, in fact, the abbot of the Distatin Monastery of the Orthodox Church of the Ukraine, as I understand it. And he is also a Russian Orthodox priest. And so he is being deported by the head of the Ukrainian Border Service as a quote-unquote disciple of the Russian world. When we read through this story, which we'll look at in more detail after the first break, we understand that when we talk about these details of this particular story, that this has been brewing for some. In our show description, which we put up today at National Bugle off of the Russian Via Kontakte, we will include several other links, which we have posted before here at nationalbugle.com. That includes the story of January 4th from Russia Insider, which comes to us today, as it did on January 4th, from James Jotras, James George Jotras. It's entitled, "The West Has a Pro-Homosexual Motive in Backing Poroshenko's Outlaw Church." We'll get that a little bit more after the break, because that pertains to this new involuntary deportation of this Russian Orthodox bishop who is a Ukrainian. He was arrested. He was, in fact, deported by the Ukrainian Border Service and the Ukrainian National Security people as a quote-unquote disciple of the Russian world. That's not simply the bigger story in regard to what the United States and the CIA and the LGBT EQ crowd and the United States Agency for International Development, going all the way back to Victoria Nuland days and the illegal American sponsored coup d'etat in that country in 2014, about this time of year, I think it was in February of that year, which deposed the Yanukovych regime, which was the legitimately elected regime in that country, in Ukraine. And he, in fact, Yanukovych, was replaced by Mr. Poroshenko, who has since been working, obviously, very heavily with American neocons and with European banks and with the Israelis and with the American CIA to take action against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church that up to now has been legally overseen for years and years and years by the Russian Orthodox Church. So what do you think?
Oh, sorry. I had my mute on. So we'll be focusing on what's going on in Ukraine today. And just a little bit of brief background of a long history. So the Russian nation started in Kiev. There were some Viking traders going through these Slavic areas. And yeah, this principality start in Kiev in what's now Ukraine, and it encompassed over time. It encompassed lots of these Slavic peoples and incorporated them into a Russian nation. It was under domination by Mongols for many centuries, by the descendants of Genghis Khan, by the Tartar hordes, the Golden Horde, and over the centuries, the center of Russian civilization moved from Kiev to Moscow, and I guess St. Petersburg, and the Ukrainian area became more of a backwater, and the languages aren't that different, and I don't speak Russian. I've studied it. But for a Russian speaker, Ukrainian is kind of like a thick Southern accent or something. But at any rate, Ukrainians they've developed over the centuries their own identity, which has been manipulated and exacerbated sometimes by outside forces. And of course, there's a religious divide, because Western Ukraine has a Ukrainian Catholic Church, which is separate from the Orthodox Church, and I'm sure you know more about it than I do. And you also had, in the early Soviet days, you had this man-made famine in the Ukraine. You also had a lot of transfers of populations. And so the Ukraine that emerged post-Soviet was a Ukraine that had a heavily Russian-speaking and Russian-identifying eastern part, and a heavily Ukrainian-speaking and some Catholic and some Orthodox western part that you can address better than I can. And then kind of Kiev in the center is a bit of a mix. And there's always been this balance. I tell you what, I'll hold back on the rest of my my history lesson until it becomes more relevant later. Why don't you explain to us what's going on with the church and outside interference in the church and why it's happening?
Well, this is something that, of course, has an American application as well as a Russian application, as well as a Ukrainian application. And I want people to see the connections here. In this whole business of the so-called Bishop Gideon or Charon and his being forcibly deported from the Ukraine without, by the way, any type of legal hearing, it's important to zero in on that for a moment. And then, of course, to add to that what the West has been doing since its illegal coup that it sponsored in Ukraine in February 2014, via social and political subversion in that country that clearly is being aimed at Vladimir Putin and Russia. This gets into that James George Jotra story from January 4th in Russia Insider, which we have posted at National Bugle. And is also the link to that article is also posted in our show description today at National Bugle. The West has a pro-homosexual motive in backing Poroshenko's outlaw church. Now, this article, if I'm remembering it correct, explains all kinds of things to us, not the least of which is that the American CIA apparently came up with $25 million with which to bribe the Orthodox Patriarch in Constantinople / Istanbul. This particular patriarch agreed to issue an edict, and I think the Orthodox term for this is Tomos, T-O-M-O-S, if I'm remembering correctly. One understands that I'm a German Lutheran. I am not an Orthodox, but nonetheless, I believe I've interpreted that correctly. And this particular so-called Tomos, or authorization, that this patriarch issued from Constantinople, Istanbul, at the price of $25 million from the CIA, basically indicated that he, this patriarch in Istanbul, Constantinople, was declaring that the Russian Orthodox Church would no longer be the historic overseer, ecclesiastically and otherwise, of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. He did this without a council of bishops, of course, in the Orthodox Church. This was done, of course, without the involvement of Patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church, as well as other relevant global Orthodox ecclesiastical authorities. And at that particular point, Poroshenko then went ahead and acted this edict that clearly pleased him, that clearly pleased the American CIA and the European Union bankers who had helped to overthrow the Yanukovych regime. It clearly pleased the Israelis. And last but not least, it pleased the LGBTQ movement globally that, in fact, Poroshenko was working with them as well to subvert the Russian Orthodox Church. And unbelievably, this Istanbul-Constantinople patriarch had been making public noises for some period of time that perhaps the Orthodox Church needed to, in some way, moderate its stance on the whole LGBTQ movement globally. That was something that he apparently has come to begin examining after receiving $25 million from the CIA. And last but not least, this James George Jotras article from January 4th in Russia Insider goes on to state, folks, that publicly, I am emphasizing publicly, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State of the United States under one Donald Trump, and the American ambassador to Kiev.
And it deserves pointing out that Mike Pompeo's last job before Secretary of State was head of the CIA.
Was as head of the CIA, exactly. So this is a guy with a big, dark, clandestine background. This is a guy who was a tool of Netanyahu and the Israeli lobby. This is a guy, Pompeo, who presumably has never seen a war he didn't like and has even been so gracious recently as to participate in the naming of Elliot Abrams, Mr. Zionist neocon, Mr. Intervention, Mr. War himself, as the U.S. liaison for policy in Venezuela. That's a real reassuring thing. We can throw that in for our listeners to be reminded of. We've already talked about it on this show. But at any rate, Pompeo put things officially now. This isn't something where somebody stole an email that was allegedly from Pompeo or anything like this. Pompeo and the Russian ambassador to Kiev, who was a woman, I cannot remember her name. I've probably been trying consciously to forget her name in nightmares at night. But nonetheless,
the ambassador, American ambassador to Ukraine.
Yes, who is based in Kiev, from the official United States Embassy webpage in Ukraine, which is located in Kiev, as I understand it. Not only did Pompeo put pro-LGBTQ items on that website or have them put on that website with his official imprimatur saying that, gee, isn't it great that the people of Ukraine with Poroshenko have an Orthodox church that is split away from the Russian Orthodox Church. He didn't get into the details, apparently.
Ambassador be Marie Yovanovitch?
Hey, that's it.
Okay.
I wish her name was Marie Smith, and I might be able to remember it. Marie, give us her last name again.
Marie Yovanovitch.
That is not Yanukovych in drag. This is an actual woman named Yanovovich?
Yovanovich.
Yovanovich.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, this isn't a James Bond movie.
I'm not good.
Well, who knows? She'll probably be the next villainess in the next Daniel Craig James Bond movie. But at any rate, with these two, we'll call her Marie for the sake of brevity. Between Marie, our ambassador to the Ukraine based in Kiev, and Mike Pompeo, all of these pro-LGBTQ activities in the Ukraine that have Poroshenko's imprimatur, that have at least a nod of approval from this so-called Orthodox Patriarch in Istanbul, Constantinople, who made $25 million from the CIA to issue this tomos, or this edict, that the Russian Orthodox Church could split away from the Russian Orthodox Church with this particular patriarch's unilateral intervention and declaration. But then Pompeo and our ambassador to Kiev put on the official American embassy website in Kiev that the LGBTQ people have a new freer rein in the Ukraine under Poroshenko and their new ecclesiastical leadership, and we'll discuss the ambassador's participation in the LGBTQ march there when we come back.
All right, we'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Show National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. And so, Mark, this ambassador during the break, I was looking into Ambassador Jovanovic. It's probably Jovanovic. And I don't know.
Jovanovic sounds more sinister. We'll use Jovanovic.
Jovanovic is probably more correct. Yes. And she's a career State Department person. Born in Canada. I don't know if she's Jewish or not. There were a lot of Ukrainians in Canada. They had a very large Ukrainian population. So she may be Ukrainian, she may be Ukrainian Jewish, I don't know. But she was not appointed to this post under the Trump administration. She is a holdover from the Obama administration. And so she was appointed in early 2016. And who was running Eastern European operations at the State Department? It was Victoria Nuland, our mega Zionist Jewish friend.
And now Victoria Nuland meets Mike Pompeo. That's the real story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, there's a continuity there. It's very unfortunate. Okay, so what else do we need to know about these goings on in the church? And just let's be reminded that next door in Russia, I guess when was it? 2013, the Russian Parliament passed a law prohibiting homosexual propaganda from being aimed at children, which became the big cause célèbre for trying to destroy the 2014, January 2014 Sochi Olympics that Russia was hosting, and then it was just weeks after that that there was the coup d'etat supported by Victoria Nuland and the CIA that overthrew Viktor
Yanukovych.
Right.
Very interesting timing, right?
Very interesting timing.
Just like the terrorism in southeastern Iran coming across the border from Pakistan aimed at the Iranian military by a Sunni Wahhabic extremist group on the same day that Mike Pompeo's circus opens in Warsaw. Anybody connecting dots out there, folks? Yeah.
Exactly. So Mike Pompeo's been on this this junket in Eastern Europe. He's been in, I believe, Slovakia. They're covering it very favorably on the PBS NewsHour, I noticed.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. And the fascinating thing about it, and eventually we'll come full circle back to what happened to this Russian Orthodox bishop in the Ukraine, who is a Ukrainian citizen, by the way, who was involuntarily arrested, detained, and subsequently deported to the United States, of all places. We have not yet learned why he's being brought to the United States or who's to talk to him or whether or not he's going to get thumb screws and coals,
so,
hot coals.
One more time. So you're saying a Ukrainian bishop who's a Ukrainian citizen has been arrested and deported to the United States?
Exactly, and eventually we'll get back to that story today. This all happened on February 14th. Look at Russian Faith, folks, Father Joseph Gleason's site. But we have put the link to that story on our nationalbugle.com news service, as well as in the show description that is posted at VKontakte on what Dr. Slattery and I would be talking about today. But when we start adding these things up, what we've already talked about, the James George Jatras story on the operations of Mr. Pompeo and the CIA and our ambassador to Kiev in working with LGBTQ and with this apparently crooked patriarch in Constantinople, Istanbul, to undermine the Russian Orthodox Church and its historic role in that country of Ukraine in order to get at Vladimir Putin, obviously, and to get at his government in Russia, the plot continues to thicken. Because if we look at the other stories that are posted in our description of this show, I want our listeners to start connecting dots. We are told by Father Joseph Gleason, who posted this at Russia Insider, Charles Bousman's fine site. He, Father Gleason, urges Americans to join hundreds of other Americans who will be in Italy, a place called Verona, Italy, for what Father Gleason tells us is the world's number one anti-globalist pro-family conference that's going to be held in Verona, Italy, March 29th through 31st.
No. Verona, isn't that where Romeo and Juliet are from?
Could be.
If it is, it's very appropriate on St. Valentine's Day. I just want to add that at least according to Wikipedia, this ambassador, Jovanovic, she is listed in the American people of Jewish descent category.
And thank you for adding that. So we got a pretty good idea, folks, that she's a part of the bigger picture of the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, and, great. You know, I'm tipped off because when you see somebody working for the American government at a high level that's born in a foreign country, it's a good indicator that they may they're not always Jewish, but they're either Jewish or they're part of the they're a trusted boy. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Show, those are the smooth sounds of Filbert Applebag. I miss those sounds. My main file that when I record shows, when I pre-record shows, had all the Filbert music on it that I accidentally erased, and I'll have to put it together again. So I've gone back to marching band music, as I guess a lot of you have noticed. Well, Mark, let's start connecting the dots here, because there's a lot of interesting stuff. How does this all pull together?
Well, of course, we started examining today's most ominous development posted by Russian faith in regard to Bishop Gideon, or Sharon Caron, being deported from the Ukraine to the United States. We'll go back to that article at some point, but we have been making the connections between that latest ominous development and what James George just told us from Russia Insider on January 4th, that the West has a pro-homosexual motive in backing Poroshenko's outlaw church. The United States is officially involved with the LGBTQ in Ukraine to undermine Vladimir Putin, to undermine the Russian Orthodox Church, and to pay off an apparently crooked Orthodox patriarch in Istanbul to the tune of $25 million to issue an illegitimate Tomos, or authorization, for these illegal actions aimed at the Russian Orthodox Church in the Ukraine, which is legally and ecclesiastically and historically established in that country. Then we started talking about this post, which is, again, one of the links in our show description of V-Contacta, which is on nationalbugle.com as I speak. Father Gleason, Father Joseph Gleason of Russian Faith, has this post from Russia Insider: joins of Americans in Italy at the world's number one anti-globalist pro-family conference. Now, folks, you're probably thinking, boy, I guess Franklin Graham will be there, right? You're thinking, well, you know, maybe a James Dobson of Focus on the Family will be there. These guys wouldn't be caught dead at this conference, folks, because why? Because it's aimed at the real perpetrators of the globalist movement who are working with LGBTQ.
So what's the name of this
abortion
conference?
Crowd?
What's the name of this conference?
The actual name of this conference, I believe, is something like the Conference of the World Congress of Families. Now, This is significant because Matteo Salvini is hosting this event in Verona, Italy, just as Viktor Orban, the Hungarian prime minister and nationalist, hosted this event last year and was its keynote speaker. That did not go well in globalist circles in the West, folks, in regard to Viktor Orban sticking and poking one in their eye by appearing at this event and hosting it in Hungary last year. Now it shows up in Verona, Italy, this World Council of Families global convention. And the interesting thing is that Matteo Salvini is on the front page of Time a while back, and we put that in the show description of V-Contacta, which you can access at nationalbugle.com. Who is this guy, right? This Matteo Salvini. According to Time magazine, and this goes back to September 24th of 2018, not very long ago, less than 6 months ago. His mug is on the front cover of Time. The new face of Europe, Matteo Salvini, Italy's immigration czar, is on a mission to undo the European Union, by Vivian of Time magazine. That cover story goes back to September 24th, 2018. Well, here you have now this march, this World Congress of Families that Matteo Salvini is sponsoring in Verona, Italy, and Matteo Salvini will speak, and every globalist in the world, and all of the LGBTQ people, and the pro-aborts, and all the folks that are working to subvert the Russian Orthodox Church in Ukraine, and all the usual suspects are going nuts. And Father Gleason, Father Joseph Gleason of Russian Faith, notes for us, in this post, which is a part of our show description, that the Southern Poverty Law Center has, and you know, that should mean something to our listeners, right? The Southern Poverty Law Center has called the World Congress on Families a hate group, quote unquote. They are not a hate group, folks. They are rooted in every form of Christian orthodoxy imaginable, probably representing not only Eastern Orthodoxy and Russian Orthodoxy explicitly, but also Roman Catholicism. Evangelical Protestants will be there, but they are part of a quote-unquote hate group because they don't embrace Victoria Nuland and Mike Pompeo and Hillary Clinton and LGBTQ and Planned Parenthood, apparently. But nonetheless, I bet that announcement is connected to what James George Jotras has reported earlier on January 4th about the West's involvement with LGBTQ in subverting the Orthodox Church on behalf of Poroshenko and the globalists. And I believe that that conference and the existence of that conference that's coming up March 29th through the 31st directly relates again to the original launch point for this show, Russian Faith story that broke today, February 14th, that earlier on this very day, this Bishop Gideon, or Caron, was deported from the Ukraine to the United States of America. Now, this is ominous, folks, because there is an American connection to all of this where it comes to churches. I went ahead and added this to our show description at VContacta, so those of you at nationalbugle.com can access this story as well with to this conversation that I'm having with Dr. Slattery. We also had posted this story earlier at nationalbugle.com, and that relates to something that is presently still quite prominently displayed on Russian faith, and that is New York City. The Orthodox Church in America has its headquarters in New York City. We are informed there by Dusan Josipovich, a 3,800-word essay that posted on February 5th, what is that, about 9 days ago now, that these New York churches are forced to pledge special protection for transgenders and homosexuals. And we are told by Mr. Josipovich there that the Orthodox Church in America, OCA, is an unfortunate victim of these draconian new laws. In obedience to the state of New York, the OCA, Orthodox Church in America, now provides recognition and protection to people on the basis of quote-unquote sexual orientation, quote-unquote gender identity, and quote-unquote the status of being transgendered. And of course, what we are told there is something I don't think we need to be told, although Mr. Josipovich connects these dots for the listeners, and that is that whether we are talking about the Orthodox Church in America or any other kind of church operating in this country, that New York is already moving in to get LGBTQ into all of the churches, especially those churches that historically have very sound historic arguments against LGBTQ based upon their individual professions of faith. Now,
okay, I have some questions before we move on. So the homosexuals make up just a few percent of the population. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not a huge percent of the population. And it's not as if they, and a lot of them are in bad shape. Some of them do well, but it's not as if they themselves have so much power. They've been, you know, they've been marginalized in societies for, you know, in most societies for most time, but they've emerged with this massive prominence in the past few decades in our society and in other societies, and I mean, is there more to it than they being weaponized by the usual suspects to attack our societies in various ways? And you know, typically we would think of them as being weaponized to, you know, for various domestic social policies. But here there's also kind of an international, a foreign policy aspect. I guess there's been such indoctrination of our youth in particular to be sympathetic, that this was a way of getting people on board an anti-Russian crusade that really had nothing to do with gays, but it had everything to do with Vladimir Putin taking on Jewish power.
That's exactly what it is, and I think it's the same issue in the United States. The LGBTQ movement, and I hope, Foxman, that you're listening, I hope Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL is listening, I hope the Southern Poverty Law Center is listening, I hope the people at the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz and these other Israeli newspapers who took issue with me publicly after I appeared on press television in Iran the day after the Obergefell decision, or maybe even the same day as the Obergefell decision on the part of the U.S. Supreme Court, when I said that the victories of the gay movement in the United States, up to and including now a gay and lesbian marriage and so forth, was primarily due to Jewish power in the United States and the disproportionate influence of Jewish organizations in the United States in promoting that agenda as a means of undermining historically European-based white Christianity in the United States. I think that's demonstrably true. Joseph Biden said virtually the same thing, only he was speaking about all of this in wonderful, glowing terms to the Israeli press. But of course, Joe Biden was a good guy, and Pastor Mark Dankoff is a despicable bad guy. Now, putting that into the mix just for a minute. This is about this LGBTQ agenda is about Jewish power. Jewish power in the United States, Jewish power in the Ukraine, the attempt to regain Jewish control of what's going on in Vladimir Putin's Russia. And by the way, Dr. Steve Turley, who will be at this conference in Verona, Italy, that we were talking about, has a marvelous piece at Russia Insider talking about the complete renaissance of a post-communist Russia under the aegis of a renewed emphasis on Orthodox Christianity in that country. So you see, when we look at Ukraine, when we look at what Soros and the globalists have been supporting in their attempts to subvert, this is all about Jewish power and the power of Jewish banking and Jewish oligarchs to continue their globalist agenda. So whether they want to use sanctions and against certain countries, or they want to sponsor coup d'etats in certain countries, or if all else fails, they want to culturally subvert a country, or even to use overt military force against a country. This is the story of what the United States Jewish global establishment is doing in South America, what they have been doing in the Middle East, what they are doing in the Ukraine, and what they desire to continue doing as they try to regain their historic position of subterranean power that has been progressively ebbing away ever since Putin became the president of Russia and the controllable Yeltsin was ushered out. This, I feel, is what is behind every bit of this. And when it comes to groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, whether groups like this are denouncing the World Congress of Families as a hate group and denouncing Viktor Orban of Hungary for hosting this thing last year and speaking at this event in his country, or whether they're going to now go after Matteo Salvini as Time was starting to go after him last September in a cover story. All this stuff pertains to this larger issue of Jewish globalist power and how it's achieved. And this is where we get back to the American version of this, where the LGBTQ has largely been culturally victorious, just as the pro-aborts were culturally victorious with Roe versus Wade, the Obergefell decision on June 26, 2015, obviously has put the LGBTQ and the folks in the driver's seat in a way that took that additional illegitimate federal proclamation to kind of bring together for them. But this now is being taken a step further, and this is, I think, the importance of this story in Russian faith about what the Orthodox Church of America in its New York headquarters erroneously acquiesced to when the state government there put the squeeze on them. The OCA, folks, has just opened the door in their parishes in the United States to all kinds of future LGBTQ infiltration and interference and meddling because of what they have already erroneously capitulated to in New York. And this involves not only the OCA, but it also involves all the non-Orthodox Christian churches in the state of New York who are acquiescing in this. And this is going to force American parishes and American congregations, historically of a Christian traditionalist point of view on subjects like abortion and homosexuality, to decide whether or not they want to retain their 501c3 IRS tax exempt status by going along with this apostate agenda, interventionist agenda, unconstitutional agenda. Or whether they want to tell the federal government of the United States or their individual state government that, no, we follow Christ here and not Caesar, get mm-hmm. lost, mm-hmm. only to find themselves maybe getting the same knock at the door that Bishop Gideon or Bishop Caron just got in Kiev in the last 24 hours, informing him that he is a disciple of the Russian world, quote-unquote, and that he is going to be deported from Ukraine the United States. And if people go back to that original story, which was our launching point, and read up on what the bishop has been involved in, the bishop was legitimately involved. Bishop Gideon Makarovsky, or Caron, this bishop just detained and just deported from Ukraine. We read about how this was done, and ultimately why it was done without lawyers involved or any legal hearings. And this guy is a Ukrainian citizen. He flew out of that country without any problems, he says, 15 days ago. There have been no court edicts made about him in the time since. But all of a sudden, his citizenship has been revoked. He's been taken out of the country, even though all of this other stuff is demonstrably true. And that as we read through this account, and we read more about what it is that the bishop was involved in, his detention took place on the eve of a Supreme Court session in the Ukraine. I want people to listen to this. Regarding a claim to invalidate the appeal of Parliament to Patriarch Bartholomew of Istanbul about receiving the Tomos. We'll come back on this.
We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, and Mark, before you wrap up, I have one last question. And if you look over the past 100 years or more, you see these two avenues for pushing for war. When they're aiming when the propaganda is aimed at, say, conservatives, right wingers, it's these people overseas are threatening us, you know, so they are threatening us. And we need to attack them before the smoking gun becomes a mushroom cloud, that type of thing. When it's aimed at the left and the liberals, it's more we have to feel sorry for people. We have to go overseas to save people. So, you know, we have to save Belgian babies from the German Huns, or we've got to go over to Afghanistan to save women from being imprisoned in their burqas. Are we looking at a time when we have to go overseas so that people can be gay?
Well, actually, you could draw that conclusion, to me at least, on the basis of Pompeo's propaganda, as James George Jotras reports it on the 4th of January in Russia Insider. When you read what Pompeo and the American ambassador to Kiev put on their official embassy site in Kiev on LGBTQ, and then you had the American ambassador herself being involved in these pro-LGBTQ street demonstrations in favor of Poroshenko and against the Russian Orthodox Church, how much farther are we going to go before NATO decides that it has the right to intervene and to attack Russia overtly because the Putin government is supporting LGBTQ and is in fact undergirded by a traditional Russian Orthodox Renaissance? I mean, that sounds preposterous. But then when you look at the way that the United States is officially using LGBTQ to subvert the Russian Orthodox Church in the Ukraine, you really have to wonder. The other thing I would say in regard to saving babies, the government of the United States can't save 60 million American children of every racial background from being exterminated by Planned Parenthood. So why should we be intervening on behalf of any children anywhere else when we're killing our own willingly?
Okay. I wonder, you know, I don't see anything about a husband in Jovanovich's bio. Well, we'll see. All right. Well, we just have a couple more minutes before the show's over. So I don't know. Do you have any other insights on this?
Well, please, folks, read this story on what happened to this bishop, this Russian Orthodox bishop today, when he was unlawfully arrested and deported from his own country. And why was this done on the 14th of February, where it's on this day, the day of his abduction and his deportation, that he was due to appear before the Supreme Court of that country to explain why this patriarch in Istanbul, Constantinople, had issued an unlawful tomos, authorizing all these illegal activities against the Russian Church. The other thing is that this Bishop Gideon, the article tells us, was recently in the United States, legally, held a working meeting with government congressmen to underscore the situation regarding the violation of international rights of believers, and also spoke about the radical attacks on the churches of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the beating of believers, and the oppression of clergy from radical organizations. And obviously then that probably had Pompeo give the order for an extraordinary rendition. Who knows?
Well, should we call this show Mike Pompeo's Getting Gay with Ukraine?
If you want to do that, that's just fine. That Pastor Dan Koff thought that would be inappropriate. But go ahead if you want.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mark. Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms,
Your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon. Extend.